I don't know how long I've been talking about pig iron this year, but it's been a while. I remember when Todd told me, hey, you know, the state fair is canceled, right? And I think it was on the air, and I hadn't heard yet, and I kind of cried like a baby, didn't I, Todd? Just hit the floor and started sucking my thumb.
I had to give you your pacifier just to get you to quit crying.
Wailing, and it seems like 2020 has just been one, you know, sort of punch in the gut like that after another, right? Where, that's canceled. My latest favorite is the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. That bozo governor in New York City, he's going to have a virtual parade. Well, that'll be interesting. Nobody will be on the, you know, sides of the streets of New York City. So now it's not a parade anymore. And they're going to do like a little made-for-TV deal where it's one block long. I mean, give me a break.
Do an animated one in some studio or something, and then the heck with real.
Yeah, I mean, might as well do a cartoon one.
That's what I mean.
Just, who cares? Anyway, that's sort of been 2020, right? So when they said Big Iron is on, I'm like, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. It's fantastic. Cody Cashman is the general manager out here and really had a lot of energy. He's a new to North Dakota, came from Pennsylvania, ran fairs out there, and just was determined that they were going to do this. Hooked up with Doug Goren from the Ag Department, our Ag Commissioner, and Doug said, no, this is essential ag. This is essential ag for sure. You know, we got to do this. So they said it's on. Gentlemen, grab a hat. Grab a hat. Don't take the hat you have off until Election Day, but you can wear that after Election Day. This man has a Trump hat on here. You guys go ahead. Grab one each there. We have free hats here when you come by the Butler display at Big Iron. That's right. The Butler display is where we are at, and that is the southeast entrance of Big Iron. So make sure you come on out and see us. Already folks have been stopping by. Pretty good crowd. Well, you know, the gates just opened like in the last, hour. No, in the last few minutes, rather. And they are, you know, they're already pouring in pretty good. So, but credit to them for having it. Now, they obviously are being smart about it. They've taken what the normal footprint would be for Big Iron and spread it out a little bit. They moved the food court, which was right like in the center and kind of always a mass of people. They moved that out to the edges as well. So they've done all these things, appropriately enough. And they have the signs up and, you know, masks available and hand sanitizer and all that. And look, you can just be smart about it. Nobody's trying to say, you know, you should just, you know, go cough in somebody's face. Or, you know, I mean, I just think that we're adults.
I hope you wouldn't
here.
Have been doing that all this time.
No, we're in North Dakota, right? I mean, we're smart people. Western Minnesota, South Dakota.
If you're coughing in people's faces before 2020, then you're annoying.
No, nobody's doing that. And I see the three Black Lives Matter protesters that were screaming some stupid thing in people's faces in a restaurant in Baltimore, was it? Somewhere out east, got arrested. So that's good. You're bored? You're bored by that?
No, I said, oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, exactly right.
Although, you got to admit, you know, it's just become one of those things where it's like, oh, them again.
So we will be here at Big Iron today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. If you're coming to Big Iron, the Butler Machinery Display, which is full of all kinds of innovation. My gosh, they got a bunch of Fendt here. They've got Lexion Combine is right by me that is, you know, this is new, and it's pretty amazing. You got to see it, and much more here. So we encourage you to come on by. Some Massey Ferguson iron, too. They got a little red iron, a little green iron, a little yellow iron. They got it all here for you. And some great innovation at Butler Machinery. The bad news, Todd, I hate to break it to you. You probably won't be too
I'm sitting
ripped
down.
Up since you're in the studios of 550 KFIRE, the legendary voice of the Northern Plains as we speak there in Bismarck on East Rosser. There is not the buckets of peanuts. The buckets
oh, no.
of peanuts are not here this year. Evidently, somebody didn't like that idea. I don't know. I suppose if you're grabbing, you know, in the shell peanuts out of... But you don't eat the shell, right? Most people won't eat the shell. So what? I don't know. I'm not going to begin to understand everything, but that is bring your own peanuts. You got to bring your own peanuts this year. But I do have free hats. I do have if you're a trucker and you find me at Big Iron at the Butler Machinery display, I have a free truck wash for you from ND Truck Wash while they last. And I don't want to leave the truckers that are listening out of this. So they'll have a chance in just a little bit later this hour to weigh in on, just to call in and have a shot at winning one of those fine events, one of those fine prizes, rather, from ND Truck Wash. So, is there anything else? The Trump bus tour that we told you about yesterday is not happening. Had something issue with volunteers, and I'm not totally familiar with what happened, but that was pretty epic. We're looking, I mean, Michelle Bachmann and Governor Kristi Noem and Michael Lindell and Corey Lewandowski, and I don't doubt it'll happen at some point, but it's not happening this weekend. However, or this week, the Trump rally in Bemidji, Minnesota is on. They've backed it up just a hair, if you've not yet heard. It was scheduled for 4, now it's at 6. 6 p.m. Friday night, Bemidji Airport, outdoors. Just watch the health officials in Minnesota lose their minds over this, because I have a hunch that's not going to be a small crowd. I have a hunch they're going to fill up about every inch of that airport tarmac that they can. So it should be fun. If you don't have tickets, you can go. I think it's the Trump campaign website will lead you there. I have a link on my Facebook page with the updated information if you want that as well. Todd, maybe you want to share that so folks can find that on the KFIRE page as well. And it just has a link to the tickets and kind of the timeline of what's happening. But it's now 6 p.m., doors open at 3, Friday, Bemidji, Minnesota. And we'll be up there broadcasting live Friday from Bemidji. Just find out what folks think about it. That kind of attention. There's never been a presidential visit to Bemidji, Minnesota, ever. Ever. So, make a little history. And that should be good fun. I would love to hear from you today about anything and everything you have on your mind. This is called What's on Your Mind for a Reason. We're going to have some brief kind of chats throughout the program with some folks that are out of Big Iron today, but we love our listeners. Want to know what's on your mind? 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. You can text me, 701-367-2054. That's 701-367-2054. You can text Todd at 701-226-2235. Why am I forgetting Todd's text number? I'm saying too many numbers.
You don't actually punch in the numbers. You just look
I've
for the
never
name.
Punched in the numbers. I go to my favorites and I say, there's Todd at 701-226-8503. I hope I said this slow enough now.
I don't even know my daughter's area code, let alone her number. I got to look it up by name. That's kind of the society we live in now.
The one number you really need to know is the number to call us, because we love hearing from our listeners. 800-228-0550. Texter says, Scott, for the people who want to get in, and can't, I've been to two rallies. You will meet the nice people. You'll meet the nicest people you ever will meet in line. Trump Train 2020. Yeah, good point. Good point, because I think people often will call and they'll say, you know, I want to take time off of work and I want to get up there, but will I get in and what time do I need to be there by? Here's my advice to you. Don't overthink it. Don't overthink it, number one. Number two, get there as early as you can. I can't tell you how early that needs to be, but I just get there as early as I can. If the doors open at 3, I guarantee you there'll be a line, you know, that'll form, you know, in the wee hours of the morning before the sun comes up. Does not mean that you need to be there that early. But if I were you and wanted to get there, I wouldn't just show up at 3 and say, okay, doors open at 3, here I go. I'd maybe be there at 1 or something, you know. My understanding is because it's outside, they have some capacity to continue to accommodate whatever crowd comes. So I think your chances are good. But if, to go to this listener's point, if you can't make it, I agree with her or him, whoever's texting here, that it's worth your time. There's so much joy. There's so much joy amongst people. I mean, the crowd, it doesn't even feel like a wait. You're just loving it, you know. And in this crazy world we live in, don't we need a little joy? We need a little joy. We do. Texter says, why is there a buzz on the radio today? You guys hear a buzz? I don't hear a buzz, but I'm... Unless the buzz is me being next to a generator for the big, is there a little like background noise? That would be normal.
I've been
I'm outside.
A little wind, but not.
No buzz.
I haven't heard a buzz.
I'm at Big Iron, so there's going to be a little bit.
Yeah, one of those older AM radios. You may need to turn the radio a little bit every once in a while. People don't realize. Oh crap!
What if you're in a car? You turn the car.
Yeah, you turn the car.
Yeah. Okay. here's an interesting text. I'll start it. I'm not going to get through all of it. Our approach to quantifying the epidemic has been irresponsible and has fed the hysteria. Massive testing with no regard for false positives or marginal results leads to the appearance of large numbers of cases and surges in case growth. I'm going to stop there. I'll pick up the rest of this when we come back. But I would tell you that specific question has been asked of Governor Bergen to say, okay, you know, we've heard about false positives, whatever. And he handed down to the percentages of being a very small number, nothing that would, you know, I guess, change the overall view of what the problem is. We're at Big Iron today at Butler Machinery. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Back on What's on Your Mind, brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow, Mike Lindell. Who, by the way, a question, a texter came in over the week, over the break, said, hey, is Mike Lindell running for governor? He told us this morning 99.9% chance he is. 99.9% chance. Now, in Mike Lindell's world, that could mean he isn't necessarily running, because this is a guy that, you know, he's got an idea a minute. But I think it'd be fantastic. I think it'd be great. And, of course, he's been a tireless campaigner and advocate for the Trump administration. Great guy. He'll be there Friday, too, in Bemidji as well. And maybe we'll bring some MyPillows to throw out as you're waiting in line there. We could do that. I'm going to put that on my list. But that pillow is so important to your sleep, and your sleep is so important to your health, you should really take this seriously. I mean, it's a great deal right now. If you go to MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT, or call 800-506-9028, you'll find all the deals under the Radio Listener Specials link. But the pillow deals are really, really good. Mattress topper deals, the MyPillow towels now, those are great. MyPillow sheets with the Giza cotton. MyPillow.com, a great cause, a great product. Tell them Scott sent you. Promo code Scott right there. All right, let me just finish this comment related to coronavirus and some of the reporting on it. Massive testing with no regard for false positives or marginal results leads to the appearances of large numbers of cases and surges in case growth. The unprecedented treatment of every death of every person who happened to have or be suspected of having some coronavirus 19 in them at some time prior to death leads to a death number that is really absurdly exaggerated. There has been much debate about the comparison to the flu. I keep pointing out that if we tested for influenza like we do for coronavirus, if we counted deaths with flu virus like we do with those with coronavirus, and if we had no vaccine for the flu, influenza would account for far more deaths and cases than COVID has, and across a much wider range of the population. Does anyone actually believe that the response was justified by the threat? Joe Biden, I think, does, because it allows him to stay in his basement. But anybody else, I don't know. So thanks for the text. Appreciate the comment. Welcome others. 701-367-2054. We are at Big Iron today, tomorrow, Friday, free hats. If you're a truck driver, come find me. Big Iron Display is at the southeast corner of Big Iron. On the newsmaker line, as we count down to a big day in Minnesota on Friday, when President Trump will take the stage at the Bemidji Airport. Unbelievable. The Republican National Committee co-chair, Tommy Hicks, is back with us on the program. Tommy, how you doing?
Good morning, Scott. How you doing?
Well, good. You've been everywhere. In your time as the Republican National Committee co-chair and stumping for the Trump administration, how does Minnesota feel for you right now?
Tell you what, it feels really good. Minnesota is in play. We're spending a lot of time here. President's coming, and we're really excited about the enthusiasm we're seeing on the ground in Minnesota and all over the country, to be honest.
I mean, you've been doing this a long time. How do you connect those dots? How do you see sign after sign after sign after sign for President Trump? And, you know, literally, you could go on a massive hunt and offer a lot of money to find a Biden sign in western Minnesota. It's hard. I think I've seen one. That's it. But does that always translate to the numbers you're seeing on the polling? Does that translate to the enthusiasm on fundraising and crowd size? And, you know, how do those all go together?
Wait. So what you're seeing on the ground, the enthusiasm you're seeing is easily measured by one fact alone. We have 2.1 million volunteers across the country who are out there knocking on doors. We've knocked on 14 million doors. We've made 91 million phone calls to reach out to voters. So we're focused on making sure we get our voters out to vote, whether it's absentee, early voting, or on election day. And Joe Biden and the Democrats cannot catch up with our field operation. We have a massive head start. They're not even investing on the ground. They're investing in advertisements and lawyers.
Yeah, that's interesting. I want to ask you about that in a minute. But to finish on the Trump factor with the volunteers, so those volunteers, when you say, on the ground, they're actually eyeball to eyeball with a potential voter. Can I, tell you where the polls are, answer any questions? I mean, they're specifically asking for the vote eyeball to eyeball, where the Biden folks, if they're doing anything, might be on the phone, but they're doing nothing on the ground. Is that right?
That's exactly right. And we all joined this movement in 2016, but now the president has a track record. He's delivered for the American people. So there's a lot to talk about. There's a lot to tell our fellow Americans about what the president's accomplished, what the American people have accomplished under his leadership and his policies. And so, the polls are tightening. You know, the polls were way off in 2016, but they are tightening right now. They're trending in the right direction. We're really excited. We have 49 days to go. That's we have 7 Tuesdays left before the election.
Oh, I can't even wrap my mind around that. It's just amazing how this is just zeroing in on us and getting so real right now to be that close. There are a couple of, this is very popular amongst the Republican Party faithful. There's a fair amount of hand-wringing going on right now among largely the, the swampish Republican types. Not enough ads. Trump getting outspent on ads, and Biden has way more for advertising in key states. That's a disadvantage for Trump. That hurts. That's one. The other is on the fundraising side, that, with their big month last month, that somehow they now have an advantage that is going to be difficult to overcome at this hour. What do you say about those two?
Well, on the fundraising side, we keep raising record amounts for us. And the important thing is our average donation is $38. So everyday Americans can't vote yet. So they're voting with their pocketbook. They're very enthusiastic about helping the president and getting his back, because he's had the American people's back for the last 3.5 years. And so we're extremely thrilled about the enthusiasm there.
What was the deal with August, do you think? They had this giant number that sort of shocked everybody, and higher than the Trump number. Do we know much about where that money came from, or what's that all about?
Well, they're just getting started. We've been at this for a long time. The president filed for his reelection and the day of his inauguration. So we've been at this for a long time. We've been constantly raising money, putting together resources, building this incredible team of 2,000 staff, 2.1 million volunteers, and there's no way they can catch up. That's the important thing. The numbers for the month of August don't mean anything to us.
I hate those process arguments, to tell you the truth. Anyway, it just sounds like people that had nothing better to do in the Beltway but go back and forth on that. Setting all of that aside, what in your gut right now, what are you most excited about? What's the best sign of re-election success to come in 49 days for President Trump?
Just being out there with the American people. Last week with, in Wisconsin, now in Minnesota, going to Texas, talking to people, seeing the fact that Minnesota's in play, New Mexico's in play, New Hampshire's in play, the president says New York's in play. I mean, this is going to be an epic landslide, but we have to run up the score, because the Democrats are going to try to cause chaos after the election. And so we've got to run up the score, make sure there's no doubt whatsoever if this president wins in a landslide on November 3rd.
Which is why they're spending their money over in the Biden camp on lawyers, because it's all about gumming up the works and pulling a hanging Chad, pregnant Chad on steroids event after Election Day, which we'll watch for very closely. In the meantime, just got to work, folks. Got to do it. On our Facebook page, all the details you need about the rally in Bemidji, Minnesota on Friday. And get yourself some tickets and come join the fun. Tommy, thanks for the time. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
More after this on What's On Your Mind. That's Tommy
it's
Hicks.
Time. ENG Lending.
We're back on What's On Your Mind, 28 before the top of the hour, live at Big Iron today, tomorrow, and Thursday. You know, just because they were bold enough to have this show, I think is reason enough to find the time to get to Big Iron. and reward them for that. I mean, a lot of these ag shows, all of them that I know of in North America have been canceled, for the majority of the year. So to have them say, we're going to do this, we're still going to do it, I think is fantastic. You'll find us at the Butler Machinery Display, and Mark Mattson is here. Mark is the Director of Ag for Butler Machinery. Mark, how you doing?
Great. Good to be here.
It's kind of fun just to be among, the folks and have your display and have a normal big iron, isn't it?
Yeah, it's, we all talked about whether we should come or not, and we felt, hey, we're an outdoor event for the most part, and try to bring a little bit of normalcy back into our business and interaction with our customers.
Yeah, it's great. And, not everybody has chosen to participate, but Butler did, and that means there's green iron here. So if you want to see some green iron, big iron, you got to come to the Butler Machinery booth. Right?
Yeah, it's a different shade of green. So we've made a pretty big transition over the last 2 years, and this year is no exception. To another year of first for some new Fendt product in our product line, and really this year the new products are the Momentum Planter, which we have displayed here, as well as the new Track tractors that were released here nationally a couple weeks ago.
So give me the scoop on these new Track tractors and the advantage that a grower is going to have with a Fendt Fendt machine.
Yeah, so over the years, right, we started out as Butler Machinery as a Cat dealership, right, and that's where our Track tractor heritage comes from. And over the years, we've evolved into with the Challenger line, and now the next generation of that has moved into the Fendt product line. And with these new machines, especially the large horsepower full-wheel drive series machines, we have the whole new lineup of engines, which is man power, as well as the new CVT transmission that's in the tillage tractor. So we're pretty excited about it, and it's kind of the next evolution and the next step of our ag business.
And on the Track side, which obviously is growing in popularity, right, just as wet as things have been, that's a good way to go, and they get better and better and better. What's the edge for a Fendt?
Well, realistically, it's efficiency. I mean, the Fendt brand is something that we've really grasped onto at Butler over the last several years, and it's a really easy conversation to have with a customer about efficiency, power, productivity, and fuel consumption, because we win in a lot of fronts there, and whether it's on combines, the planter product, or all the new tractors we have in the lineup today, it's been very exciting to be a dealer and take those products to the customers.
Let's talk a little bit about the Challenger tractors. That's been a flagship brand at Butler over the years. How do you think long-time Challenger customers feel about this transition now?
I think it's a little bit new, and some of them have kind of looked and said, why? And the real answer to the question is, hey, AGCO's been a company over the years of acquisitions, and now they're being integrating some of the things they've acquired over the years, Fendt being one of them, across the product line and across the global platform, frankly. And Challenger was kind of a local brand, right? So when it decided to go to Fendt, it was really a global change. And as we as dealers kind of jumped onto it, and with some of that, customers said, hey, why the change? I think you're going to like what you see. It's different, but it is the finest stuff you will find in the market. We've been extremely excited to promote it, and I think it's one of those things. Yeah, it's new, it's different, but at the end of the day, they're going to like what they see.
And if you come to Big Iron in the Butler Machinery Display, you're going to see, I'm trying to do some quick math here, but there's a fair amount of Fendt out here.
Yeah, we've got probably half of our lineup here is Fendt, and we certainly have the other product lines we carry, which is Massey and the small tractor, Hayside. Our application products and Kloss combines, our new Kloss machine is here, as well as the Gleaner and our horse product.
That's fantastic. Well, come on by and see Mark and the crew here at Butler Machinery, answer your questions, have a good conversation, and looking forward to being here for a couple of days and chatting again. Thanks.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Good to see you. We are at Big Iron today, and we encourage you to stop by. When you do, you can see Mark and others here and answer all your questions there, but we also have hats. Just tell me I stand for the flag and you got a hat. I don't see Colin Kaepernick around here, but if he comes and tries to get a hat before the show is out, he's not getting one, Todd. No. Same thing with those rookie Vikings. Come here and try and get a hat.
Are you telling me if Colin Kaepernick came up to you right now and begged you for a hat, you would not give him one?
No, I'd say the rules are you got to stand for the flag. And so
right.
if he wanted to, have a conversion.
So if he does, then you would?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, all right. Just making sure. I figured you would if that were the case, but.
I don't think he'd convert to you.
For a moment.
I don't think he would.
Laugh. But the premise of him being in, North Dakota to begin with is a bit of a stretch, but.
Well, I know, but can we have our little.
But Right, for the sake of discussion.
Yeah. But I'm really not worried about him or anybody else that disrespects our flag. I am wanting to reward people that respect it, that stand for it, and are willing to say so. So I stand for the flag. We'll flip you a free hat right there. So kind of fun. All right, 800-228-0550. Somebody else asking about tickets for the Trump event in Bemidji on Friday. On the K-Fire Facebook page, on my Facebook page, on our AM 1100 flag page, if we could add that to Leah, we will have the link to the latest information, and all you do is click, and it'll take you right where you put your name in, and they ask for your email, and then they send you an email to say, okay, please come join us. We'll see you there. All right, so you can sign up that way, encourage you to do so, and take it in. But we're a lot of folks asking about that. Today, the event, 6 o'clock on Friday is the new time, 6 o'clock Friday. 3 o'clock is when they will open the gates. I mean, it's an outdoor event. It's at the airport. So, and again, outdoors. Can't get any more open-air COVID-free than that, can you? Right there. I love these airport rallies. I think it's a fantastic idea. I really do. Did I answer the Mike Lindell question? I think I did. Somebody asking if Mike Lindell is running for governor. He told us earlier 99.9% chance that he was. So, there's that.
He just needs to make sure he can get the sheets that he wants in, right?
I think so. Yeah, that's one way to do it. Run for governor and make sure
it's... Well, I mean, if Mike Lindell becomes governor, you think he wants to sleep on any other sheets but his?
Well, if they... Who else makes sheets in Minnesota? I don't know.
That's a good point. He shouldn't be getting any others anyway. I don't care who is in there.
Let's go to the phones here, 800-228-0550. Talking gun control with Farley. Farley, go ahead. You're up and what's on your mind?
Can you hear me all right?
Loud and clear, sir.
All right. There's no hum in the deal. I'm screaming here. Yeah, two tips. Two things. Number one, gun control for Trump. Every responsible gun owner in America surely will get behind me on this idea. You got to get this. It's radical. It's a Trumpism. Here's the deal. If you shoot somebody, kill somebody with a gun that had, unless they had a kill in common, but bottom line is we're going to preserve that gun, and then after we find you guilty and there's no doubt and stuff, that's the gun we're going to use to kill you.
Wow.
I wonder if you can get elected on that platform.
I don't, I don't know. Some people tend to go with the eye for an eye from the Old Testament. And they might say, there you go. What is the point of this, Farley? What are you trying to accomplish?
The ACLU shriek on that idea.
Well, the thing of it is, you're going to think long and hard you want to do a mass shooting, because that's another thing. If we're going to shoot you that many times that you also were shooting everybody else, and so we can't just take you out with one shot, it's going to hurt. So think long and hard you want to pull that trigger. Right.
So it's a deterrent. You're saying that would be the ultimate deterrent. There would be less gun violence because of that policy, in your view.
It would change my mind.
So if you pull the trigger and then you manage to get rid of the gun and they don't find the gun, we can't give you the death penalty at that point then? Or how does that work?
Well, there's play options. We could, we could tweak it however it might work. You know, in the video, clearly that was an SKS.
As we're having this discussion today.
We can find one. We got gun stores that'll volunteer and supply. Oh, one last thing, and we're also going to, in your coffin, we will bury you with that gun, too, just to be polite.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, all right.
Wow. All right.
Yeah, quite the proposal. Good luck with that platform. I, at the risk of having things thrown at me, will remind this caller and the audience that...
Hey, it's what's on your mind, not what's on our mind.
That's true. I just can't sign on, and I'm explaining why, because I'm consistently pro-life.
Wait, so you wouldn't agree with burying the gun that killed somebody with that person?
Yeah, well, that's
who
fine,
did the killing?
Yeah, but he was talking about shooting.
I don't know.
He was taking,
I don't,
he's telling, he's talking
know,
about taking the gun. And, yeah,
I'm just taking the last part. Yeah, I don't know that any of that other stuff would actually follow through. I get all
kinds of hate mail when I remind people that I'm not in favor of the death penalty because I'm consistently pro-life. Unlike Joe Biden, I don't pick and choose of things in the Catholic faith that are just like a buffet. You know, well, I'll do that one. I can agree with that one, but no, I don't do that one. I don't think no. You know, that's not how you know.
So because I'm a Lutheran, that I'm okay with.
No, I think it's a personal view.
And
but
by
I
the
just
way, if you don't kill a bunch of people, then you won't generally get killed by your own government.
Right. I think that's the key. Just don't kill anybody, and you know, have as many deterrents as possible. I'm just saying that, to me, if you believe that killing someone from an unborn child through to some suspect is disrupting a plan that began before conception even for that person, you're playing God to a certain extent on either end of the spectrum, right? If it's choosing to take their life, or it's, you did something bad, and now, therefore, you're going to... Now the only exception is if you can't keep society safe, then that obviously then.
Right. I mean, those are the people we're trying to take out of society with the death penalty, is the people that we can't trust to be in society with, without them killing other people.
I think of that about Drew Shadeen, the Alfonso Rodriguez case that was, I guess, the most recent death penalty case we've had in North Dakota some time ago, a young college student at UND that was murdered by Alfonso Rodriguez. He was let out of jail, and should not have been. It was a Minnesota prison issue that was ridiculous. Well, the prison system couldn't keep her safe. If the government had done their job, she'd be alive. So if they can't do their job, then you have to keep society safe. Anyway, just my two cents. Just had to go there, just because I want to.
And if you disagree with Scott, then when Scott dies, we'll bury him with the microphone he's talking in right now.
There you go. Back at Big Iron. Folks, on What's On Your Mind, don't go away. Folks are texting me now. I stand for the flag, which is fantastic. I do, too. But if you want one of the hats we're giving away at Big Iron, you have to say here in person at Big Iron at the Butler Machinery booth, I stand for the flag. And then we flip you a hat. Okay, now we ran out last year, but middle to later in the afternoon on Wednesday, the middle day. So get here early. Come on over to the Butler Machinery booth and find us. Brought to you in part today by our friends at PetroServe USA, where we brought the studios today for Big Iron. And not too far down the road here, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, the tuna hot dish is on special today. Also, a breakfast hot dish at 12th Avenue, Fargo and I-29. Harwood, I-29 location, meatball dinner. And in Valley City, exit 292 off I-94, hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie today at PetroServe USA. We are at Big Iron. We're talking about all the great innovation is here. Ag innovation is everywhere. And Joe Heilman is here from Intelligent Ag to tell us a little bit about their products and another Big Iron. Great to see you again, Joe. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. Doing great. Happy to be here. Beautiful day so far.
It is. Come on in. This is going to be the nice day, we think.
We hope so,
yes. So come on in to Big Iron today, tomorrow, or Thursday, and find the folks at Intelligent Ag. You're helping growers and ag retailers get more out of their equipment. Explain how you do that.
Yeah, so I think a lot of times the reason we look at upgrading or maybe trading into a new machine as a grower or even an ag retailer is to get that new technology and the new efficiencies and productivity that come with it. Well, we try to provide technologies that you can add on to equipment that you already have so you can get a couple more years of service out of that piece of machinery because it's such a big expense for an operation. So that's what we're really kind of, instead of trading up, maybe tech up is kind of what we're saying. So,
folks have probably been familiar with some of the products you have for air seeders, the Recon Wireless Blockage Monitor and the Engage Zone Control. But now you've got similar solutions for fertilizer floaters, too. So tell folks about that.
Yeah, so you can actually come to the Butler booth today and see one of our products that we've got on there, a Terragator Air Max Precision here. and that's called Recon Spread Sense. And so these ag retailers, co-ops, custom applicators are under a ton of pressure for productivity. They got to get a lot of acres in a very short window of time. They don't have time to mess around. So what SpreadSense does is it actually monitors the flow through the boom of these fertilizer spreaders. So if there's a plug or some kind of flow problem, they'll know about it. The worst thing that happens for an operator is they've got a plug that they didn't know about, and then you see a streaky field with fertilizer problems. And that not only hurts the growers' crop productivity, but also costs them time and money to go back and fix the problem or even, you know, settle up afterwards somehow to make it right. So this product really is insurance about that. So if you've got a custom applicator you work with, talk to them about Recon SpreadSense. It's a really low investment for the return you get out of it for a custom applicator.
And maybe do the math if you're cruising along in a tailgater there of what the potential cost of an error is, right?
Yeah, I mean, 160 acres error can cost a custom applicator $10,000 to $40,000 sometimes, you know, to go fix that problem again, because they have to go respread fertilizer or they write a check to the grower for the damage, you know, for the lost yield and stuff.
Makes
so it's a big impact, small investment for a big gain.
Tell us about your biggest customer.
So we've got a customer in South Dakota, North Dakota, called Integra Cooperative, and they've just really picked up on all these new technologies that we've been providing for these fertilizer spreaders. They actually teamed up with us this last spring, or the last couple of years, actually, to develop a new product that we're debuting here at the show. Come check it out. It's called Engage Spread Control. So like we do for air seeders, we monitor flow and provide that system, but we also allow a section control upgrade. We're doing the same thing for these terrigators. On that terrigator sitting right here, you can only split that boom in half in the field. So you got a 35-foot section. And so if you're going in areas where you've already been, you can only shut 35 feet off at a time. So you're going to overlap quite a bit. What we do is we can retrofit a section control unit on there that allows now four sections, so now it's only 17 and a half feet, which works a lot better with different prescription zone maps and things like that. Integra used it on 10 machines this year, and they saved, just in 3 months on 10 machines, saved 2,500 acres of overlap. And for those who maybe can't visualize that, that's about 3 central parks in New York City of land that was not over-applied with fertilizer. So that means they're putting that fertilizer where it belongs and not dosing an area of ground twice, which causes other problems.
Great stuff.
So it's a really cool product.
Joe Heilman with Intelligent Ag. Where can folks find you here at Big Iron?
We are in Building A, the Hartle Ag Building. You'll see us. We're on the end of one of the rows, booth A12, I believe, is the number.
So stop by for a conversation.
Yep, intelligentag.com.
And since you stand for the flag, you can have one of those.
Thank you. I do stand for the flag.
Exactly right. Standing for the flag. We're trying to, you know, school up Colin Kaepernick and the rest of the wannabes these
darn
days.
Right.
All these people had to give up football on Sunday now because they can't, you know, be smart. I tell you, it's just terrible. Joe, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Good to see you.
Have a good one.
Joe Heilman from Intelligent Ag on the program. Texter says, Bemidji would be great. I love watching the rallies. It gives me hope for the future of America that we love. Well, watch it in person. That'd be a lot better. Watch it in person. Right? Come on by and join us. It'll be great. Texter says, aren't murderers mostly peaceful? No, they are not mostly peaceful. Neither are protesters. Texter says, give the person that murders someone over to the family members. A little prairie justice, I think, is what they're suggesting there, Todd. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And somebody else telling us they stand for the flag. I'm glad you stand for the flag. My gosh, this is the best T-shirt ever. Gentleman just came up and showed me a T-shirt, Todd. I'll take a picture for you. More
Jeff
coming
is
up.
Back.